嗨，亲爱的朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台上的播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到周五的精短人物听力的课堂。我们2015年呢有很多的新听友还没有听过老布爷爷的声音呢，今天啊我们就来为您介绍一下这位来自苏格兰的我们的外语广播的记者，同时呢也是我的嘉宾主持，他就是 Bruce。
Well, Jing Jing, beautiful, really beautiful day today here in Beijing. I mean, I was down in the Rutan Park, it was really clear, and it was actually not cold. It's perfect weather, although it's not the 14th of February yet.
Uh-huh.
It's perfect weather for couples to walk in the park, hold hands and say, oh, how beautiful everything is.
你看看今天啊，这个天气非常的不错哈，虽然是三九的第一天了，但是呢，北京的天气还是非常的暖和。老布呢，在日坛公园溜了个弯，然后突然发现啊，虽然还不是2月14号情人节，可是在街上呢，仍然有很多啊，这个爱侣们这个携手呢，一起在漫步，所以他感觉到这个氛围非常切合今天的主题。
But today, Jing Jing, we're talking about love and marriage and...
Ever since the 14th February last year.
Yeah, but you've just told me a very romantic story.
Yeah, 在今天节目开始之前呢，我还真的是在 QQ 群还听到了一个 good news, 一个 romantic story in our QQ group. 是什么呢？有一位就是有两位我们774的听友，一位叫做光明磊落网名啊，一位叫做泽涵铃声。两人呢，因为收听774的广播，因为收听 PK 台啊，然后呢就结缘了，很有意思，他们遇见了彼此，找到了人生当中的真爱啊！他们在去年的11月29号呢领证了，在今年的1月18号呢就会即将举办婚礼。我们只想说，是英语让你们相聚，是774让你们相逢。 Congratulations。
It certainly is, Jing Jing. It's congratulations, and it's amazing what happens through going for gold.
I
mean, people have scored gold. Must have scored gold points.
We're going for a couple, going for a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's amazing what your website could actually do, corresponding to each other on, was it QQ?
QQ, yes.
Yeah. And there you are. Yeah, what was the correct word? Do you remember the correct word, Jing Jing? Matchmaker.
对了，我们看来我们英语 PK 台呢，774呢，还真的是 matchmaker, 还真的有红娘的作用。所以呢 ,going for gold 应该叫做 going for girlfriend, going for boyfriend.
Okay, well, let's see who we can bring together today, Jing Jing.
好吧，那我们来看看今天呢，我们又把谁和谁能够有缘的连结在一起。只要你呢能够坚持收听这个节目，一定能够找到跟你志同道合的你的另一半，好不好？
Jackie Wu's joined in. Congratulations, and they put a rose on the screen.
是的，我们要在这里祝贺光明磊落和泽涵铃声啊！你们这段缘分非常非常的浪漫啊！只能说这也是我好像知道的第一对吧？因为收听外语广播，因为收听 PK 台结缘的同学啊！那我觉得在这里真的是，我们是不是应该送点小礼什么的，看看你们需要什么。恭喜恭喜，真是好。我们今天还真的是在节目当中第一次说到 love 这个主题。今天我们说的是 a teacher who falls in love。但是这段爱情故事呢，还不是一段现代的爱情故事，要追溯到1970年代末和80年代初那个时候的跨文化爱情故事。
Well, the story, Jing Jing, is of actually a double love in a sense, because many people who...Let's say, discovered or found China in the early days of opening up. Many people, the people who came at that time actually had a great passion and love for China.
啊，对对，尤其是在啊中国刚刚改革开放的时候，那个时候呢来中国的老外还不多，但是自打那个时候啊，很多的外国人啊对中国就产生了浓厚的兴趣，开始想学习中文，学习中国的文化。
Yeah, I mean, when I think, Jing Jing, I mean, I came, it was roughly 10 years.After the open door policy, 1987. I think China started really opening its doors around 1977.
Mm.
And people were coming to China and discovering a country that was so different to what they had. I mean, that's what got me. When I came to China, almost everything was so different to what I'd left behind. And it was fascinating.
什么东西啊，其实都是从不了解到了解。当你了解以后，你觉得这个东西它是你心仪的，你就会对它心生向往。这人和人之间是这样，这文化和文化之间呢也是这样。以前呢，中国文化、西方文化、东方文化互不往来，后来随着慢慢彼此之间的交流呢开始增多啊，西方人开始了解中东方人啊，了解说东方人的文化原来这么有魅力，东方人也开始了解西方人，哦，原来你们东西这么先进，这么现代化，开始了解，自然能够找到自己心仪的、喜欢的东西。
Well, before we continue with the story, Jing Jing, we have to say that Jackie Wu is boasting on the website. You see what he's put on?
我看见了 ，Jackie Wu 在聊天室当中说 ，I was the matchmaker in our QQ group.
Now, is he boasting or telling the truth? Come on, Jackie, what, come on, tell us.
对了，你做了什么 ，Jackie？ 你说自己是月老，是红娘是吗？红狼，您是红狼。好，我们已经看到了泽涵铃声已经到了聊天室当中。今天我们说跨文化婚姻，您有二位又喜结连理，我觉得真是一个，真是个大喜的日子哈！大家都应该开开心心、高高兴兴的。
Okay, Jing Jing, matchmaker story of the early days in China, Lao Bo.
然后老布也有一个 matchmaker 故事吗？
I went to work in Guangzhou in 1992 on this project, and within a few days, well, within a couple of weeks, I was invited on a Saturday morning to visit this lovely courtyard home of one of the senior members of staff. And there were a lot of the other senior ladies of the staff that came in. We had meal, we had dinner. Then they said, Bruce, now we really want to talk with you. We're really worried about you. You're not married, are you? No, I'm not married. Bruce, this is really tragic. This is really sad. Miss Wu would like to help you. What? Miss Wu was the matchmaker.
Wow.
In the Danway, because I was a part of a Danway, and they had this lady who helped to get couples, you know, arrange. She says, many of the lovely young ladies would like to meet you, Bruce. Wow!
天哪，布鲁斯说到一个当时92年的时候哈，在广州一个大学教书的经历啊。啊，他们那些同事呢，有一次就是邀请他周末的时候到这个一起去参加聚会，然后呢，他的一位年长的同事非常认真的跟他说，布鲁斯，我们要严肃的和你谈一谈啊，你现在还是单身吧？那这个单身的状况呢，我们会为你感到一些担忧，所以你愿不愿意来见一下我们的 Miss 吴这位吴女士？我们单位的很多的年轻人说通过她呢，成功找到自己的另一半，所以等于说他的同事们在给老布相亲是吧？说有很多的 many beautiful young ladies would like to meet you.
In fact, Jing Jing, it must run in the family because I talked about Miss Wu being the matchmaker. There's Jackie Wu who claims he's the matchmaker.
对，姓吴的都有这个做媒人的潜质吗？
Right, well, let's go on talking about love in China that people discovered at an early age.
啊，今天真的好开心哈！我们来说一说，在那个年代哈，他们发现了中国有什么东西好玩呢？
Okay, now at the present moment, the lady we're hearing about, Frances Freeman Smith, is executive director at the United Foundation for China's Health. It's a lovely organization. I met her actually at a charity event where there was money being raised to help this charity that she has that helps many of the people getting medical help.
那我们今天这位精短人物听力的主人公哈 ，Frances 女士呢，她是北京和睦家中国医疗基金会的现任执行董事。
Well, her China story. See, many people have got the China story. Hers is much longer than mine. Her China story goes back to the time when the U.S. President Richard Nixon he came to China in 1972. Now, this was, let's say, quite a shattering event, because this was the opening up, this was the start of diplomatic relations being created between the US and China. And some people thought, you know, what's going to happen? Is anything going to happen? Other people thought, this is going to be the start of something really big. And it actually was. We mentioned, Jing Jing, we're doing the aeroplanes. But this also was the start of modernization because China bought 10 Boeing 707s.
对对，我们那一次在说到这个飞行的时候，就说到了1972年哈，尼克松总统访华那个事情，其实产生了很多重大的意义。1972年的时候呢，当年的尼克松总统访华是实现了中美关系的正常化。 当时呢改变了中国和美国的外交格局，甚至是国际的关系的格局，堪称是世界外交史上的重大事件，对中国产生了深远的影响，也对美国产生了深远的影响。当时呢就激励了很多美国的年轻人对中国和中国的文化的浓厚的兴趣。 Fran 就是其中的一员。
WellFranz was quite inspired by this, you know, this relationship starting up, and she could see that it was going to be, you know, really it's going to be a traumatic event. This was going to be, changes going to happen, and the two countries getting closer. And she wanted to study Chinese, so she went first to Connecticut College, where she was either Connecticut College of Chinese and Asian Studies, right? And then she moved to Hong Kong in 1978 on a Yale China program.
Mm.
This was a program to encourage young students, talented students, to come and study Chinese at the University of Hong Kong.
说到当时的这个社会情况哈 ,Francis 呢就是其中的一员，他呢被中美关系的长远合作的未来前景呢所激励。好，他认为呢以后如果我去做一些跟中国方面相关的工作的话，一定还是不错的。所以呢他开始学习中文和亚洲学。这个亚洲学啊，大家可能知道了哈，我们的小高老师呢当年在美国读大学的时候就是专门学习的亚洲学。所以我们总是拿这个亚洲学去挤兑他哈，说他哟，你看你不是这个亚洲学的学生嘛，对不对？亚洲学。
Right, now let me explain another thing. Right about this time, 1978, China was just really starting to open the, you know, they called it the open door policy. But Hong Kong, as you know, at that time was British colony.
Right.
And there actually were no through trains into China. You couldn't travel by train from Guangzhou to Hong Kong in those days. Now, of course, you can. But it was quite difficult even then for foreigners to come to China. But, and this is quite important with Fran, because she was a student in Hong Kong, because she was studying Chinese, she was able to get permits to come freely into China and travel.
原来如此哈。1978年的时候呢，她随着耶鲁大学的一个访问项目了，到了香港生活学习。可是那个时候香港呢还并没有回归中国，所以要跨过这个边界才能过来。不过那会儿啊是不容易的。不过正巧他当时是学生身份，所以呢越过了边界，他从香港来到了内地。
Right. And I mentioned how there were no through trains, but the border cross, anybody who knows the crossing, it's a place called Lo Wu. That's in Hong Kong. Now, the other side of the border is Shenzhen. Shenzhen, at that time, was farming villages, fishing villages. There was no Shenzhen city like you know now.
对，那个时候还根本没有深圳的这个概念哈。深圳呢是改革开放以后才有的这个概念。那个时候还没有深圳。深圳一块地方呢，还是这个 farm villages, 还是片片农庄。
And what you actually did was you walked across a bridge. Now, on the one side, there were the Hong Kong authorities. The other side were the Chinese mainland authorities, right? And you had what was called a kind of no man's land. This is literally what you did. You walked across that space. You cleared passport, you know, the Hong Kong side. You crossed over and you cleared on the mainland side. And this was always this crossing. People always talked about the Lo Wu crossing.
Right.
I'd done that crossing. You know, going from Guangzhou into Hong Kong. Sometimes I still would walk across instead of taking the through train. And it was quite, you know, fascinating. Because now, of course, everything's totally different. Hong Kong is, of course, part of China.
从他的乘坐火车呢，就是一路就北上了，从杭州、北京一路呢辗转到达了长春，然后就留在长春呢从事教学工作。不久以后呢，他开始定居北京，在中国农业机械化科学院，就是农机院吧，工作，同时也在北京外国语大学兼职教书。可是没想到就在北外他遇见了他同为高校教师的先生，那 Fran 的人生呢自此改变。
Well, her travels took her up to Hangzhou, and she was actually telling me that when she was at Hangzhou there was announcements there about the signing of diplomatic relationship between China and the US. So she then went on to Changchun study where she taught English. Now after 2 years she came down to Beijing, worked at the Academy for Agricultural Mechanization Sciences, and also worked at a branch college of the then Foreign Languages Institute. No? And it was there that life changed, because there she met her husband, a Chinese national. He was teaching English at the school.
哦吼，那在70年代末80年代初的中国啊，在北京的外国人呢，可真是寥寥可数。Their relationship, one of the earliest Chinese foreign marriages of that period, 跨文化婚姻呢更是罕见了。As this was a time when there were few Westerners living and working in China.人们呢会以异样的眼光打量着每一对啊中西结合的新人，面对各种想象不到的困难和挑战 ，Fran 仍然是非常坚定的选择了缔结一段中国的真爱。
Now their relationship, this is one of the earliest Chinese foreign marriages of that period, and at that time there were very few Westerners living and working in China, and there were problems and challenges on both sides.Which they successfully overcame. It wasn't like today, when you walk around Beijing and you'll see many couples, you know, but in those days it was very rare for couples to be seen.And there were challenges on both sides to overcome.
对，在那个年代，你想一想哈，这个跨文化婚姻要面对多少多少的困难。现在就是两个同样就是咱不说跨文化了，同文化的婚姻都要面对多少困难。你再想想在那个年代人们的思想还没有现在这么开放，还非常的保守。哎呦，这家两边啊，人家都说结婚呢不是两个人的事情，是两个家庭的事情。对于他们来讲那更是两个文化的事情。那双方的家庭愿不愿意去适应彼此的文化，这都是一些很麻烦很棘手的事儿。啊，在那个年代，所以我们今天啊，就是要聊一聊他在那个年代一些婚姻的感受啊，一些纪实，一些记录。而他的中国婚事呢，更是被国家地理频道制作成了纪录片，叫做《Four Americans in China》，四个在中国的美国人。那在 Fran 这一集当中呢，就讲述了一个美好的爱情故事。不过回想当年 ，Fran 是毫不后悔当初不远万里执意远嫁中国的选择，因为他说，在中国我找到了我的两个最爱，我的先生。和中国，还有什么比这更幸福的事呢？
Now, their marriage was documented by the National Geographic in one of the TV series called Four Americans in China. Now, this is way back in the early 80s. And at that time, there were very few foreigners in China. And American TV, American films wanted to meet people who had been in China or living in China. And what was life like?
嗯，对了，好。介绍了这么多，我们马上来请出今天的 Fran 女士，来听她自己来讲一讲啊，自己当时的回忆当年啊，执意那些年我们一起经历过的跨文化婚姻，两段听力训练等着大家。
Wanted to work with younger kids, and I was able to get a job teaching at it's a high school to college out in Baidoze, and I was teaching extracurricular activities at that school.
That's the link. Now, your husband was a teacher.
He's from Harbin. He at that point was a teacher at the same school, so we were both in the English department together.
I'm looking at the photograph of the two of you.Was that wedding photograph?
That's our wedding photo. Yeah, yeah, that's our wedding photo. January 1982. We're dressed in our Mao jackets with our red roses.
It's so different to the wedding photographs you see now all around Beijing.
Well, it's definitely simpler times, and I don't think our wedding cost us all that much money. We had to wrap up candy to give to friends and family, but we had more of a civil ceremony in those days. But it was quite a...operation to be able to get permission to get married in those days.
Was it difficult actually having a relationship going out together as foreigner with Chinese?
Technically, that answer is yes. Needless to say, we would draw a lot of attention. One of our first dates we had was out to the Summer Palace, and people would see us together and obviously follow us and wonder what was going on. But I had a mutual colleague, and he was actually gay. He also needed some cover, so everybody thought actually he and I were boyfriend and girlfriend, so he was going off with his friends, and I was able to get to know my husband, my fiancé, a little better.
How did his parents react to you marrying the Chinese?
He grew up, as I said, he was brought to live with his grandparents and his aunt, so he actually grew up with his aunt and his older sister. His parents and his other siblings still were in Harbin. His parents didn't have any issue, but his aunt, it was a little bit hard because she was very traditional and expected that he would marry a Chinese wife who would then take care of her.
I remember getting stories when I was living in Guangzhou that people were saying it's very difficult for a foreigner to marry
marry a Chinese girl, because we talked about the ancestors, they talked about continuing the family line, which would be broken if it was a Chinese and foreigner.
We never really had any issue of that discussion. I think in general, considering that this was very new for his family, they pretty much opened me with welcoming arms. But the interesting process of going through all of this is that the Chinese insisted that I prove I had never been married before.
I had to do that. Yep, I had to get a certificate through the British embassy to say that I'd never been married.
In those days, none of the embassies had that much experience with this, so there was no form to fill out at an embassy. So my family in America had to go through the State Department in the state of Massachusetts to prove that I had never been married in the state of Massachusetts and get the red stamp from the official government stamp. Then we had to have all of this translated and notarized and approved by the Chinese government before they would officially allow us to get married.
这样的人生啊，真是回忆起来是分外的有意思。哎，我们在说今天跨文化婚姻的时候，差点忘了，大家应该知道吧？这个咱们老布爷爷也是老布 got a cross culture marriage 啊，他的太太呢也是一位中国籍人士，所以老布现在那是可豪气了哈。
Well, there's advantages. It's certainly different from being married back in Scotland, I can tell you that. But after 10.5 years, we're still getting to know each other.
太幽默了，老布说，结婚十多年了，我们现在还不是很了解彼此。
Only joking.
太幽默了。
Right. So, where are we?
我们来看看 track one, 大家点开课堂文字、
right.
来看看今天这段啊。
We're actually kind of halfway through her story, because she'd been up in Changchun and so on, but she...wanted to work with younger kids. She come back to work in the agricultural science place in Beijing. But she wanted to work, as a young girl, she wanted to work with young children,、not be simply translating documents.
刚才我们介绍了她的一些、当初的工作经历，不是在长春留下来教书嘛，后来又来到了北京，在农机院工作。可是她觉得她还是更愿意跟work with younger kids.
Yeah, children.
还是愿意跟年轻的朋友们哈，年轻的小朋友们在一起工作，他觉得这更有意思，所以呢。
And I was able to get a teaching job at a high school to college out at Baidaizi. Now, I tried to find this in the map. I can't find it, Jingjing.
Should be Baidaizi 吧。Should be Baidaizi or someplace at Beijing.
I've tried a search for this one, but if anybody's heard it, because names have changed over time.
Anyway, 这又是一个地名吧 ，a place name.
Okay, a high school to a college. What this means, you'll see, for example, the number such and such high school affiliated to Renmin University. This is what this means. The school is affiliated to a university.
明白了，我在哪儿得到了一个教书的工作呢？我们来学习一个这样的表达，叫做 a high school to college. 这就是咱们所说的附属中学，某某大学的附属中学叫做 a high school to college.
Right. And in this case, the school was affiliated to the Foreign Languages Institute. That's also changed its name since then. I think it's the Foreign Languages Cultural University, something like that.
那这样看来的话，就应该是北外附中了。
Yeah, yeah. So, names do change over time. So, she was at a school connected to this college. And I was teaching extracurricular activities at that school. Now, that's what I loved teaching also. Extracurricular activities. This means subjects that are not maths.English, Chinese, and so it means the subjects like outdoor education, sports, art, doing things, all these kind of things.
哎，我当时教的呢叫做 extracurricular. 来，我们来说一下这个 extracurricular 是什么东西呢？是课外活动，最爽了，这是同学们最喜欢的。不是英语，不是数学，不是语文，不是化学、生物、物理，都不是，而是 extracurricular。美术啦，艺术啦，音乐啦，哎，我当时呢就教这些课程。
So I'm saying that's the link. You know, as I'm talking to her, I knew that somewhere in her history in China, she'd met this Chinese gentleman and they'd formed this relationship and ended up getting married. So that's the link. Your husband was a teacher.
这就是联系，我和我的丈夫呢，我们俩就是在学校认识的。That's the link. 因为 my husband, oh sorry, your husband was a teacher.
Right. And he's from Harbin.
Oh, 他是东北人, 来自哈尔滨.
And at that point, he was a teacher at the same school.
Oh, 在那个时候呢, 他呢, 也是在同一所学校, 里的教师。